This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
Thanks to HelloFresh for supporting Made for This. Go to HelloFresh.com/MadeForThis16 and use code MadeForThis16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
All right, guys, here we go. You're here. You made it with me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I cannot believe this community. I just am so grateful. And all of you that are reading the book, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for buying it. We're blown away. We're so grateful. And yeah, send pictures of your groups. We want to see. And then also leave a review of the book. Goodreads, Amazon, go to Target, wherever you bought the book, go there and then go to Goodreads as well and leave a review of the book. Especially if you liked it. Just kidding. You can leave it even if you didn't. But a lot of you here, if you're with me still on week 12, you did like it. And hopefully it is changing your lives in small and big ways. We love hearing from you. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this journey with us. All right. Last week, here we go. The intimacy of the few. And guys, this is where I want to really, really, really challenge you and send you out with a vision. I want you to imagine 5 years from now, I want you to imagine girls that you have done life with now for years that know everything about you, that you see multiple times a week. They are there for you no matter what it is you're going through. For many of you, your guys, you're listening. I know you're like, hello, we're out here. Yes, you have your guy friends. Maybe you have couple friends if you're married and you're walking through life. You're fully known. You're totally loved. And they're in it with you thick and thin. And it's not easy, but you're committed to each other and you don't quit each other and you stay. And I am about to marry my daughter. And I mean, these friends of mine are like family to my kids and to Zach and I. And they're going to help me. I mean, they're already helping me process this and get to the place where we are going to launch her into the world. But they're all there for her. It's so cute. Callie Nixon, she's one of the people I mention in the book. She has become a mentor to my daughter, and all through her engagement and making decisions, she's just been reaching out to Callie and talking to her and asking her about this and that. And I watch God provide the most amazing things. It's a family. It's a village. It's not just my best friends. It's people that we're doing life with, that we're raising our families together. It's just everything. And it's so worth it, guys. It is so worth it. And so keep your heads down, pursue your people, do not give up. And this last chapter, the vision that I wanted to send you off with is this idea that you don't have to have a million friends. You really, the way it works is that you choose your few and you stick together. We don't have the capacity to keep up with a bunch. We've got our inner circle, and then we've got a village of people around us that are taking care of us and we're taking care of them. And, you know, we've got to become good at pursuing this and having this in our life. And it does take work. And we're going to do it imperfectly, right? We're not going to constantly get this right. We're going to go through seasons where maybe we don't have this like we wish we did. But then you put your head back down and you pursue again and you look around you at who God's given you and you start back over. And that's okay. That's okay. There's so much grace for this that it is hard. And you can start over if you need to again. But for those of you that have been with us for a while, I just want to say something so clearly in this episode that you don't miss. The best friend you will ever have is Jesus. He is your friend. If you walk with him, if you know him, he is your friend. He wants to talk about your life. He wants you to share with him what's going on. He wants to be there for you. I have watched this be true again and again in my life. I don't talk to anyone more than I talk to him. We talk all the time. And it is the best thing to have him with me. He has never betrayed me. He has never stood me up. He has never rejected me. He has never been anything but gracious with my disappointments, with my fears. And that is accessible to you. And for some of you, you don't know Jesus. You have not walked with Jesus. And I just want to say right now, that is possible today. Like right now in your car, if you're on a walk, wherever you are, you can stop right now and you can pray and say, God, I want you and I want to walk with you. And I believe that Jesus is your son and I want a relationship. And that begins a relationship where you just say, hey, I don't know what to do in this situation. And you ask him, you pick up the word of God that is his living, active word. It's supernatural. It's got power beyond anything on earth. And you read it and you watch God change you from the inside out. And you trust the Holy Spirit that he entrusts to you the minute that you pray to receive him. And that spirit infuses the way you think and live and reminds you of scriptures that you've read in the past and helps you understand the Bible in a new way. And then you jump into a local church and you find your people there and you say, hey, I need help. Like, I'm just starting to walk with Jesus and I need to know what that looks like. I need to know how to do this. And then pray that God will bring those right people into your life through your local church. That is the model. It's always been the model. There's not a better way to live. There's not a more fulfilling way to live. It is how you were designed by your creator to walk in community, known by God and known by others. Not perfectly, not without sin, but confessing it and walking known and loved as you do it. And guys, it is possible. And I hope that you feel that way after this season. I hope that you see the potential that is around you and that you start to notice the people that you've missed maybe in the past. I hope if you've been with me long, I hope you are part of a local church. And if you aren't, I would say risk it. Jump back in. So go back to attending church again. Find a healthy church that you can be known and walk with them. I mean, guys, it can be little, it can be big. I would say it does need to espouse the Bible and follow the Bible and love the Bible and preach the Bible. But outside of that, like, there's all kinds of healthy churches in different denominations. Find one where you can be known and seen and join a small group, serve in the nursery, as I've told you before. That is probably one of the greatest ways to help you find your people.
Oh, HelloFresh, how I love thee. I'm telling you, they make dinner in a pinch so simple, and the ingredients are fresh, delivered right to your door on your time, and HelloFresh meals are entirely customizable. We have fun cooking with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis16 and use code madeforthis16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in under a week, so they always arrive fresh and all without a trip to the grocery store. So it's all about convenience with HelloFresh. Not only do all their ingredients come pre-proportioned, but it's easier than ever to get filling meals on the table in a snap. So they have family-friendly meals, quick and easy recipes. You can customize your favorite dishes with their Hello Custom offerings, so you can swap out chicken for beef or upgrade a side or add another side. You can even add protein to a veggie meal. There are so many choices, so much variety, and all of their meals can be truly tailored to you. Their Hall of Fame meals are truly delicious, and it's things that it's like, guys, sweet chili turkey and cabbage stir fry with crispy fried onions. Like, I wouldn't even come up with that on my best day if I tried. It feels like you're eating at a restaurant on a Tuesday night, and I'm telling you, so easy, so delicious, and so filling. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis16 and use code madeforthis16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
So we want to hear from you. We want you to tell us what this season has been like for you, what you've processed, what's changed. And we want you to tell us via the reviews on the podcast, or you can go to the reviews on Amazon. We read a lot of those. We share them with each other on our text stream. You can also go to the text group, and Chloe's going to tell you at the end of this episode how to join that. We're going to be sending out texts. In fact, we sent one out this morning about an episode. Like, we love to communicate there with you as well. And we read those texts that you send us as well. But I want to close this episode. It's a shorter episode as we're wrapping up the season. I want to close this. We've got two more awesome episodes coming this week, but I want to close this episode with this prayer as we launch into the final week of Find Your People. God, we need you. There is no other hope but you. We are trusting you afresh, or maybe for the first time. Jesus, you were enough for our sins. Thank you that you made a way for us to first be right with God and second to be right with each other. Thank you that you dwell with us. Thank you for giving us a purpose beyond ourselves. Thank you that you have not forgotten us. Thank you that you are preparing a place in heaven for us to be with you forever. But in the meantime, we want heaven to come to earth. We want your kingdom to come to earth. And God, you say that we are the ones to bring it. The church carries the hope of your kingdom to the world. So God, would you heal our broken relationships? Would you help us to live this? God, will you help me personally find deep community? Help me make friends and keep them as I live out my commitment to you. I will build my village and your church. I will play my part. I will be honest. I will restore. I will pull people close. I will stay. Your word promises we can heal. We can forgive. We can overcome the divisions that threaten to destroy us. So may we be faithful to believe that and to fight for it. God, give us a vision and a hope that is bigger than our human limitations. May your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
So ready? On your phone right now, open up your text messages and send the word podcast to the number 214-225-6267. You will be in our, what we call the texties. It's our text message best friends that we text, and Jenny will send stuff, send videos, send pictures, like exclusive stuff just for you guys. Text the word podcast to 214-225-6267.